St. Peter Damian, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, children, we have a saint who had a most interesting childhood. How is your childhood going? Is it interesting? Well, of course it is in many ways. Each one of us has a little bit of a different story. And if you stop and you think about your story, you could also remember how much our Lord loves you. Even if there were some things that were sad, nevertheless, our Lord sends so many graces to make us glad, we could never forget He is our most loving Father. Well, St. Peter Damian lived 1,000 years ago, which seems like a long time, but then again, in the eyes of God, 1,000 years are less than a split second, because that's eternity. Well, he lived 1,000 years ago, and he was from a family of what's known as decayed nobility. That means a noble family, and if you're noble, that means you should have lots of money, except they didn't have lots of money, they were rather poor. Well, it was a very, very big family. I don't know if there were 15 or 20 children, such as St. Catherine of Siena had in her family, but nevertheless, it was a very big family. And as sometimes happens, St. Peter's mother got very sick after she gave birth to her baby. And then her mind wasn't right, and she started to do things that if she had been healthy, she would never have done on her own. And finally, one day, without anybody noticing it, she took her newborn baby, whom she was supposed to be feeding, and put the baby outside on the road. Well, back then, unfortunately, sometimes people would do that if they thought they had too many children or something like that, and then someone would pick up the baby and raise the child as a slave. It was a terrible thing. It's called exposing a child. Well, fortunately, the family, although they were poor, had enough money to have a servant or two. And so the servant of the family, this lady, notices what's happening, and she goes out, and before anybody can take little Peter, she picks him up and brings him back in, and she feeds him herself and takes care of him until his mother got better again. Well, she never got too much better because only a few years later she died, and so did St. Peter Damian's father. Well, when his oldest brother said, I'll take that boy and I'll raise him myself on my farm. Well, it sounded like a good deal, only he was looking to have a slave and not a son, and he made him be what they used to call a pig herder. And he had to take care of the pigs and herd them outside to feed and bring them back again. And he lived just pretty much with the pigs almost. And he never had enough to wear or enough to eat. And he never got any training or education. And he was a very sad life. And he would have lived like that all the way through, except another brother of his, who was a priest and had a rather important job in the city of Ravenna. This brother, who was a priest, his name was Father Damian, and he said, "That's not right. He's our brother. He shouldn't be treated that way. Let me have him." So he took young Peter home with him, and he got him an education, and he sent him to school, and all of his prospects got quite a bit better. From being a swineherd, now he was a proper young student. But he was always very holy. Always he loved our Lord very much, and he wanted to serve him. Maybe this came about as a reward for something that happened once when he was almost a slave there, taking care of the pigs. One day, he found a coin that was gold, and it was worth a lot of money. Well, you would think, he would say, "Well, I could buy some clothes for myself to keep warm in the winter, or I could buy some food because I'm so hungry." But he didn't do that. The coin he took to the priest, and he asked the priest of the local church, he said, "Father, will you please offer up some masses for my father? Because he's dead and he has no one to pray for him." And so the priest took the money and he offered up the masses. You see how he was rewarded? By not being selfish, he didn't think of himself. He thought of his father. and his father's soul, and God blessed him for that. Only he didn't want to lose the blessings of God. So even as a student, he was very careful about saying his prayers, loving the Blessed Mother, and even offering up penance. And the older he got, the more really very severe forms of penance that he practiced. He wore one of those hair shirts, it's called, which is all itchy underneath, and that was a penance they used to do back then, and sometimes he would even scourge himself, and that way he was able always to fight off or resist temptations. Then later on he became a monk, and a special kind of a monk that lives by himself. Well, in his case it was with one other monk, and they were the followers of Saint Romuald, whom we met just a while ago. He's a February saint too, called the Camaldolese. And then he was so holy and so gifted and so talented that the Pope started saying, would you mind helping me out? There's some problem that I have over here. There's a couple of bishops who are misbehaving, or there's some people that are having a revolt. Would you mind going there and settling things for me? And he never could say no, because he was very obedient and humble, and he was also talented. And so he was able to help to reform quite a few priests and bishops and cities and religious orders, to get them to think of what really matters, which is God and God's law and the love of our Lord. And so, doing that, he served the church wonderfully 1,000 years ago. He always kept busy. You know, that's a big part. That it's well and good to say, well, I'm going to offer up penances during Lent, but you could still commit lots of sins while you're offering up penances. He said to himself, I've got a bad temper. I've got to distract myself. You know what he used to do to distract himself? He used to stay so busy that if he had nothing else to do, he would carve wooden spoons. So he had his little sort of like a pocket knife, and he would always have a piece of carving wood, and he would whittle it down to make it into a spoon. And then he would just sell it or give for the poor, or give it away to a poor person, because he loved the poor very much. By staying busy that way, he distracted himself from committing lots of sins. That's a good resolution for us to make during Lent, children. Stay busy doing something good. You know, it's when you're standing around talking and you've got nothing better to do, even though you should be doing something better, that you might be tempted by the devil. He's a good example to us, St. Peter Damian is, well, of lots of virtues, but I'm thinking especially of staying busy. Remember what they used to say, and it's true, empty mind is the devil's workshop. Let's resolve to stay busy doing God's will this Lent. One time, this is a favorite story of mine, one time he came across a bishop, the Bishop of Florence, and he paid him sort of a sudden visit. And St. Peter was an extremely strict, very austere monk. And the bishop was playing chess. Now, playing chess would not be considered anything wrong today, but St. Peter had other ideas. He thought to himself, a bishop should have better things to do than to sit around over a chessboard. He should be busy taking care of his flock, or saying his prayers, or studying. Well, you get the idea. So he let the bishop have it, and since he was a saint, the bishop accepted it humbly. The bishop gave him a big penance to do, and he did all of the penance that was given him, and he promised that he would be serious from now on and not waste his time playing chess. Only for us sometimes, if we did it the right way, playing a nice game with others, that would be a perfectly legitimate way to please Almighty God, to stay busy, and to avoid temptation, which probably is the point of the story. St. Peter Damian, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.